This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We're about 17 and a half miles east of Branson, Missouri. And with me all this week has been my grandson,
Brandon Brim.
You'll hear more from him the first 3 days today. I'm probably going to hit it pretty hot and heavy. We're talking about a prayer assignment God has given us. He gave us the prayer assignment exactly 6.5 years ago in June, and exactly 6 years ago today. We've been having online every Wednesday a streamed live prayer meeting video. I mean, you can see us. We're here praying at Prayer Mountain, and people around the world are joining us. They've come to call themselves the Worldwide Prayers, or shortened to WWPs. Now, the Lord has given us a new assignment. He gave us the assignment to pray in an awakening. We've talked about all the week. Now, He's given us a new assignment, and I'm going to read that to you today, give the mechanics of it today. For some time, the thought had been going through my mind, probably my spirit, that we need to increase prayer. I'm so cognizant of these being the last days, the end of days. And I'm so cognizant of that God has to work with man. Man on the earth has to ask Him for Him to be able to bring His plans into being because of the legalities of the mid-heavens, where Satan is called the prince of the power of the air, and that authority in the mid-heavens was given him by Adam. Adam had it in the first place. He turned it over. The Bible calls him the prince of the power of the air. Now, Dr. Gary Wood is one of my friends, your friend. You all call him Papa.
Yes.
Because he's kind of like a mentor to you.
Yes, he is.
But in the 70s, Gary was a young man, and he got killed in an automobile accident. Went to heaven. Didn't want to come back, but the Lord sent him back. I'm reading to you from his book, A Place Called Heaven, and we have that book. You can order it from us. It normally sells for $11. We'll sell it to you for $5, but you'll have to mention that. And you can call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447, and order the book, A Place Called Heaven, by Gary Wood. Now, Gary wrote this. While I was with Jesus, He showed me the earth. It was like I was looking at the pictures the astronauts send to us on earth from the satellite. Only the earth was encircled by three rings. Inside the first ring was the earth's atmosphere. And there I saw hundreds of evil spirits. This is Satan's domain. The evil spirits would target people and try to deceive them. If the people would accept the lies as truth, many more demons would swarm in like flies. They would then begin to fall to the temptations of the flesh by allowing the demons to control them, and their lives would begin to fall apart. The demons have power to make people tell lies, cheat, steal, commit adultery, and speak evil against one another. It was like the people became puppets on a string. Then Jesus showed me that when a child of God got down on their knees before Him, praying in the name of Jesus with faith, their prayers would shoot into the heavens like barbed arrows. An army of angelic forces would appear, prepared for battle to destroy the demons' effectiveness. The more prayers of faith there were, the more the demons would retreat. But if doubt and unbelief were spoken, the demons would begin to overcome. Jesus told me that as time grows closer to His return, demon activity will become more rampant. Satan knows that the final curtain is being drawn and his time is running out. Millions of demons and their satanic powers abound all around us. Why are we so besieged by demonic powers? It is because we pray so little. The results are immorality, perversion, child abuse, poverty, abortion, wars, revolutions, and on and on and on and on. And so he talks about the power of prayer to penetrate that darkness. So who doesn't want us to have an awakening? Satan and the powers of the air. So our prayers have something to do with it. And I knew that as we're approaching and as these demonic activities growing greater, we need to increase our prayer. But how do we go about it? God needs the prayers of the body of Christ on earth for him to enact his plans for what the Bible calls the end of days. There is coming the day of the Lord. In that day, when Adam's lease is up, he will sovereignly perform what he has written, especially in the book of Revelation. But until Adam's lease is up, his sovereign will, God's sovereign will, is to honor the authority he gave Adam. That authority, which was Adam's, was usurped by Satan. It restored to the body of Christ through our Lord and Savior. It is restored. But, as John Wesley said, it seems that before the Lord can do anything on earth, a man must ask him. So as I was contemplating this and my thoughts were traveling and I was thinking, how do we do it? How do we increase our prayer?
Yeah.
It wouldn't really work to increase prayer out here on Prayer Mountain to 24/7. We would just have a bunch of tired people. These faithful prayers already travel long distances to come out here twice a week for corporate prayer. And besides, this needs to be united prayer from a far wider scope. It needs to come from around the world, from the worldwide prayers. A plan began to form within me, and I talked it over with Brenda. She said, Mom, that is the Lord. And you can listen to yesterday's broadcast and see how Gene Wiseman called and showed to me through an energy, through a dream that he'd have, that this prayer movement has to be kept alive. And we are to energize the prayers. He said, you have an energy yourself, talking to me, Billy Brim, to impart. Continue to do it. There is such life. There is such light that God wants to bring forth in the midst of death and darkness. There is something yet to be imparted. And he gave other prophetic words as to our ministry, which I knew were the word of the Lord. God then gave me some specifics how to do it. Make a round 24-hour clock. Mm. Our department, our technical department did it. Divided into 30-minute pie-shaped segments. Prayer warriors will sign up to pray one of those 30-minute segments. The prayer is to be in the spirit, in tongues. We are to enter that 30-minute segment with no agenda, no subject to our prayers. That kind of prayer, the kind of prayer where we have a subject, we're praying about a certain thing, is for another time in the day. This prayer will be to offer oneself totally to the Holy Spirit, to pray what God once prayed. He has a great need for certain utterances to be made in the earth. He told me to appoint a prayer captain, and I did that. Right away, I knew who. You always can tell, pastors can tell, who's the one that's going to, you know, get the job done.
Yeah.
And so we got one of those little Energizer bunnies around here. Her name is Pamela Tucker. He said, appoint her a prayer captain. He just told me to appoint a prayer captain. I knew who it was. A prayer captain will keep track of the 30-minute segments. The clock will be kept according to Central Standard Time. However, those volunteering from Australia, for example, or other parts of the world, will advise Pamela of the segment they will pray. Pamela will convert it to our clock. For those who, because of their life's pattern, and that would be me, cannot keep the regimen of a certain 30-minute period, they can be floaters. They will contact Pamela and advise her that they will pray 30 minutes a day at the time their schedules provide. They're going to volunteer. They're going to volunteer from 12 to 12:30, from 12:30 to 1, whatever. And if they can't do that, then they'll be a floater. We now have 300 and some that have signed up for the 24 hours. We got lots more people in the hour slots, but we want more.
Yeah.
I noticed one slot, we had 27. I noticed another slot, we had more. These people are from around the earth. I'm a floater.
Mm-hmm.
And when I pray my 30 minutes, the last 2 days, it's been right at dawn, and I've got to watch the beautiful sunrise. Mm. And I get this feeling, I'm praying with someone else. Someone else has signed up for this 30 minutes. And I'm praying with them. I know God has people praying all over the world, but there's something about knowing specifically that people in your who march with you are praying. And so, of course, we base everything on the written word of God. Every scripture as to the body's authority and position in prayer is applicable. We're seated at the right hand of the Father. I particularly thought of when we know not how to pray as we ought. In Romans chapter 8, 26 through 27, it says the Spirit helps us pray with utterances that cannot be made in an intelligible tongue. That's tongues. Also, I thought of the scripture, the eyes of the Lord run to and forth in the earth, searching for those whom he can show himself strong. So he's watching. And then I thought of 1 Corinthians 14, 2. He that prays in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. When you pray in tongues, you are speaking the word of God. You are speaking the plan of God. He is giving you utterances. You are saying things that God wants to get into the earth. That's why we come to him with no agenda. We say, Lord, I give myself to you. You give me the utterance, this 30 minutes, what you need prayed. Then this is a prophecy that came through Kenneth E. Hagin, Winter Bible Seminar, February 20th, 1997. Speaking by the Spirit, not just speaking words out of your own mind or thinking, but speaking by the Spirit, words that are inspired by the Spirit of God, words that well up from within you out of your spirit, given to you by the Holy Spirit. Those words, spoken boldly, bring forth great happenings. Speaking by the Spirit, the glory of God shall come into manifestation. Some will see it like a cloud that hangs over the heads of the people. Others may not see anything, but they sense the mighty move of His Spirit. Speaking by His Spirit, yielding your tongue unto the Holy Ghost, taking time to pray in the Spirit, taking time to pray in other tongues, will get you tuned up, will edify you, will get your tongue hooked up to your spirit, so that he who dwells in your spirit can give you utterance. Then he takes over, and you speak out what he says, not what you think. You speak out what he wants. Hallelujah. This will bring forth marvelous statements and bring to pass and bring into being in this sense realm where men can see and know the operation of the Spirit of God and the manifestation of the Spirit of God and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. So rejoice ye and be glad. That was a word that came through Brother Hagin.
Wow.
So that's what we're doing now. We're in line with that word. We have that word online. You can go online and get it, or you can write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, if you don't do computer, and we'll mail you a copy. Or call us at 1-800-972-3447 and just ask for a copy. Also, if you want to sign up for 30 minutes or you want to be a floater, then you contact us at the telephone numbers or at billybrim.org and sign up. Join with this company that's praying now for the things of God. Shalom.